Good morning, everyone. My name's Beth. I'm the curate here at St. Luke's and over at St. George's as well. It's lovely to be with you on Mother's Day. So, Mothering Sunday and the things that we're thinking about. We can have lots of completely complicated understandings about this day. Completely complicated. And I was thinking, when I was thinking, oh, what can I say for Mothering Sunday? What can I share about God with people? Because actually, everyone's experience is completely different. You could have two people that on paper have had exactly the same journey, and they will have completely different emotions about it. You can have several different relationships with mothers, people that have been motherly to you, different reactions and different families and relationships in your life, and each one can be completely different. So when I became a mum, that for me was the hardest bit of my faith journey. Of all these things I'd gone through, I found the sleepless nights and the screaming the bit that tested my faith the most, because I thought, come on, God, no one's going to know if you just do this miracle and make this baby sleep for me tonight. Know what? I won't tell anyone, but I would really like some sleep. And it was a real challenge. And I was at uni at the time, and I ended up doing my dissertation on motherhood and what that looks like in the Bible. And the main thing I came across wasn't any kind of wisdom for mums, for how mums in the Bible acted. But oh my goodness, I was blown away by God's response and care for women in the Bible. God's response and care for men in the Bible, the ways God showed his kind of motherly, nurturing side for people. So I really just came across that actually mothers were being mothered a lot in the Bible through tantrums, through arguing with other mums, through being deceitful to their husbands. God was there time and time again, being gracious, bringing grace and amazing, amazing things through their story and their journey. At the next slide, amazing. There's this amazing word called matrescence. Can I just ask here, who has heard of the word matrescence before? Okay, so we've got three hands up. Who here's heard of the word adolescence before? This is really interesting. So can just have a think in your head. What do you know adolescence meaning? What does that mean to you? Yeah, hormones, really good. Yeah, what kind of time of life does it occur? Yeah, teenage? Yeah, on the way to being an adult. Okay, so we have quite a lot of ideas about this. We know it's hormone changes. There's kind of societal changes of you're growing into a different identity around people. We have relationship changes. Things in our body change. So, our identity is physically changing here. Our brains are changing. Our brains are growing. So we have all those words for adolescence. And I think sometimes we can be quite gracious with ourselves and with others that are going through that period, knowing it's just hormones. They're just angry about this because of this. But we know that the same thing happens with women. And it doesn't start when a woman gives birth. It starts when that desire of wanting to mother either their own child or another child kind of comes up. And we have this complete developmental phase of things through the brain that we can actually see, through the body. Body transitions, hormone surges, these happen all through a woman's life. Whether you have children or not, identity, relationships shift. And we can actually see all these stages in women in the Bible when we look at them, which I think is really incredible. And we can see how God responds to women at each of these times. But how incredible in our society that we know a lot about adolescence and the changes and are gracious, but we don't always think the same for mums and think of how hard a time those transitions can be. So, I'm not going to spend too long on this because I'd love the bit that sticks with you this morning to be that God mothers mothers. And that doesn't mean people that have given birth and become mums. That means people who are mothering others in any way, shape, or form. God gives them gifts and abilities and grace and help. So we start with Eve, mother of all. And we often think of the kind of fallen nature of that. But how nice is it not to compare or judge or think, but think, wow, God brought through this incredible love story for humanity from this woman that he created and made. We've then got two women called Sarah and Hagar. These are some of my favourite interactions with women in the Bible. Sarah is told by God audibly, you're going to have a child, and she laughs at him. Can you imagine? Have you ever laughed at your parent at a time you really shouldn't have laughed at your parent, or your child has laughed at you at a time you're telling them off and they really shouldn't? But God still works through her and is so gracious and gives her time, even when she uses another woman, Hagar, by means to have a baby through, and then is cruel to her. Hagar, with this response with Sarah, she sees that she's been able to have a baby and Sarah hasn't, and she gets quite prideful and hurtful to Sarah about that. So we have these two women who are very human in their motherhood journey with each other. God gives them time, he gives them grace, he gives them space, and he brings through two amazing families, and we still talk about them today, thousands of years later. God is so kind and gracious. He tells them to go back and be in community with each other, and he raises, you know, these amazing children that they raise that go on to do incredible things. We then have Rebecca, who marries Sarah's child. She's known for being amazing, this amazing woman of faith. And yet when it comes to her two sons, there's real like deceit between her and her husband. There's real lack of communication. There's kind of family breakdowns and kind of sneaking around to see who's going to get the blessing, whether it'll be the son that she wants, Jacob, or the son that her husband Isaac wants, Esau. So again, we've got all these incredible things that we can feel so terrible about ourselves as women, as mothers, as daughters, as sisters, as carers. But actually, these amazing women of the Bible go through all these things as well. We've got Jochebed and Miriam. Jochebed is Moses' mother. So she gives birth to a child, weans him, and then actually he's raised by someone that they might think of as the enemy, by Pharaoh's daughter, who saves him. It's like an adopted mother, his mother. And then Miriam is his sister, and she's so motherly and chasing him down those reeds and seeing that he doesn't come to any harm. I think that's such a beautiful picture. Hannah is a real personal favorite of mine. She was so distressed at not being able to have a baby that the people in the temple didn't look on her and think, oh, poor woman. They looked at her and thought she was completely drunk. She was in that much distress. And I don't know how you feel as a woman, but sometimes you have that word, don't be too emotional about things. But she showed her emotion to God, and God completely blessed her in a way that doesn't happen with everybody. She was given a child. This doesn't happen with everyone. But God brought blessings through her, and she ended up giving that child back to God again when he was around the age of 3, and he served his life and became this incredible prophet, but that had to do really hard things through his childhood. And we then get to this last one, Mary. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you, through your kind of journey, the women have, you know, looked at the stuff of Mary. I think we can think of her as this kind of incredible up here. We can never reach that kind of level of amazing faith. And I definitely did when I was a mum, and I went into that comparison bit rather than just looking and seeing what God had done through her. But actually, Mary, when we look at how God takes care of her, again, Jesus is on that cross. And this is quite sad. He is on a cross, and because of the weight of his body, he has to push in pain to be able to talk. So these sentences are spoken out of real pain and effort. And yeah, as I've said, what he shares, he wants his mum looked after, and he wants his mum able to look after. What an understanding of her character as a person, that she will need to look after somebody, that she will need to care for somebody when he is not there, and when she's in pain from losing him. None of these women have similar stories. They are all completely different. You all have completely different stories. But I think the one thing I want you to hear today is, wherever you are, in whatever journey, as women looking after children, as women as children, as men as children, I think, oh, yesterday when I was driving back, I saw what I presumed to be a dad, baby in a baby carrier, pram with a toddler in it, and a massive bouquet of flowers sticking out of his backpack. And I thought, oh man, the men in our lives are really incredible at supporting us with these things too. So I want today to be a real celebration of how God looks after all of us in his mothering nature, and how we as community, as it was meant to be in that first Mothering Sunday, we as community look after each other. Because we need to look after mums, we need to look after dads, we need to look after nans, and we need to look after children. It is that massive community effort that we can all work on together. So just remember in your head, God mothers the mothers. Amazing.